I mentioned earlier, well, Pat mentioned earlier, the letter that Steve Cadron submitted, and Drew referenced it in his comments as well. Steve could not make the meeting today because he's part of an interview team for a new faculty member down at SMAST, and felt that was something he couldn't miss. However, he's done a fair bit of work on this species and wanted to offer some comments. You all should have received his letter that he wrote to the SSC. He asked that be distributed and considered by the committee. Steve also commented to me that he felt that since he's not present, that it's probably not appropriate to really be part of the deliberation and the consensus statement, and was appreciative of his letter just being considered for the record. So I'm just going to highlight the major points. You all hopefully have read it and will have it before you and should consider his views as we develop our advice. I'm not going to read it, but I think he makes two major points, one procedural and one scientific. His procedural argument is that the last benchmark for Georgia's Bank Yellowtail, which was conducted in 2005, concluded that there are three primary sources of information that should be used to develop management advice, and that was projections from a model that adopts assumptions toward reconciling the fishery and survey observations, which I think is code for a retrospective adjusted model. Projection from a base case model would do consideration for the magnitude of the retrospective. That's the adjusted model. And third, trends in relative abundance and relative mortality rates derived from survey and fishery data, in other words, model-independent sources. His more scientific argument is that given some of the diagnostics and given some of the independent information out there that let me get his wording right. The 2013 track assessment of Georgia's Bank Yellowtail Flounder is not a reliable basis for fishery management decisions. So I just wanted to highlight that because I think when a member takes the time to make a contribution to a meeting they can't attend, we should give it due consideration and have it in mind in our deliberations.